We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we told you at the top of the show today that a local parish is canceling their annual festival because of a veiled kind of threat, a veiled threat. So it just kind of brings it to mind the whole issue of festivals and where they fit in. And the reason why it does is because there was a meeting this morning of the city's special events committee. And one of the items on the agenda was an African-American food celebration. You may have heard about this. There was some concern about what was happening with the permitting process. William B. Marshall, the organizer of this first ever African-American food celebration, joins us to kind of bring us up to speed. Hey, B., how are you?
Oh, how you doing, Lynn? Happy to be here.
Well, thanks. So, first of all, give me the backstory. So, this was a new idea for you, the African-American food celebration?
Yeah, so we've been checking around the country, and they do a food festival, a Taste of Soul, in every major city. They have one in New York. They do one in Cincinnati. In Chicago, they have a Taste of Cincy. In D.C., they have a food festival. And it's all geared around African-American community and African-American cuisine. So after we went to Cincinnati to check out their Taste of Soul, we decided we wanted to come back here and present this to our community. It's done in all major cities. And we just started the process of trying to put it together.
And
this is how it came about.
What happened?
So as we, so let me take you back one step, though. As everybody should know, we organized the Juneteenth celebration, and we've been doing Juneteenth since 2013. And for four of our years, we've been doing Juneteenth inside of Market Square. And we've never had an issue there in Market Square during the Juneteenth celebration.
Okay.
So we decided to use the Market Square location for this Soul Food Festival because it's a great location. It has historical references to African Americans. I don't know if people know this, but the first oyster house was in the city of Pittsburgh. Was started by a black man called Reverend C. Peck in 1838. He started the original oyster house.
How about I didn't know that?
Yeah.
How about I didn't know that? Okay.
Yeah. So we have down in Market Square was other black businesses that were down there. They had an underground railroad underneath Market Square. There was underground caverns that ran from the oyster house to what today is NOLA, because another black minister had a business at NOLA in the square. So Market Square is really significant to the African-American community in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we select Market Square to do our festivals. So as we apply for the permit to do Market Square, I got an email from the special events coordinator saying that the special events committee no longer wants to permit food vendors in Market Square. So I said, you don't want to permit food vendors in Market Square, but every Thursday you have the farmer's market in Market Square where there are a ton of food vendors. The only difference is that the farmer's market, they're Caucasian food vendors. Our food vendors are majority African American. So I complained about that, and I complained to the mayor, and then they arranged this hearing to really go over our plans for the event. And as we got to the hearing, there was some news people there, and there was some other people came down support. And so the focus then went on to security and not the food vendors or the type of food vendors.
So the food vendors are now not an issue.
The food vendors are no longer an issue. Now what the concern was is having adequate security to secure the place to make sure we don't have any problems, which we always do. Again, we did Juneteenth celebration in Market Square for 4 years. We now do the Juneteenth celebration at Point Park, where this year we had over 15,000 people participate in Juneteenth. So we know how to secure an area.
Okay.
So after we allayed those concerns, it looks like we're a go for doing our event on September the 1st.
I was just going to ask you, because coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to talk to the folks from the special events committee. But right now, you're moving ahead September 1st. And is it an all-day affair or what is it?
Yeah, so it's going to start at 1 o'clock, and we're going to go to 10 o'clock. One in the afternoon to 10 in the evening. It's going to be live bands, entertainment, stuff for your children, a whole bunch of good food down there. Regular vendors going to be selling items and different things. So definitely come out and support us. It'll be a great way to end the summer and with the Soul Food Festival down in Market Square.
And that's Labor Day weekend, correct? September
1st?
That's
Labor Day weekend, so you're off on Monday. So this is going to be on a Sunday.
Some people are off on Monday, but
some
I get
people
it.
Are.
I appreciate it. Hey, thanks so much. William B. Marshall, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you indeed.
Well, thank you for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.